surprise is a surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Happy New Year and Happy Christmas and everything.
It's very nice to see you. Mm. You look marvellous.
Yes, you certainly do.
Who is this?
Sonia, darling.
Sonia!
We got your Christmas card.
Gosh, Sonia, look at your coat. Is it real?
Ranch mink. Like it?
Smashing.
It was posted from St. Albans.
What? Oh, the card. Mm. Yeah, I'm living there.
Are you?
With my boyfriend. That's him in the car.
Well, why don't you bring him in?
Oh, no, he won't.
Well, you'll come in for a minute, won't you?
Well, I don't know. It'll have to be only for a minute, though, because we're going on somewhere, and I don't like to keep Si waiting.
No.
Si?
Yeah, short for Cyrus. Isn't it a funny name? Cyrus Green.
Is that his car?
Yeah. It's got his initials on the number plate, see? 1CJG.
Good Lord, yes.
And of course it's green, the car. Well, that's his motto. Greens are good for you. Well, you must have seen it.
I don't think so.
What's his line of business?
Protection.
Oh. Sort of security service?
Sort of.
Oh, come on in, Sonia. Just for a minute. Are you sure Mr. Green won't?
Oh, no. He's shy. Thanks all the same.
Oh, well, you can come in and have a drink. I just poured Claire a sherry. Now, what would you like?
Can I have a creme de menthe?
Yes, of course you can.
I mustn't stop, honest, I mustn't. I just wanted to bring you these.
What is it, Sonia?
Christmas presents for all of you.
Oh, Sonia.
Ice in your creme de menthe?
Please, frappe.
Is there a present for me?
Of course there is. As a matter of fact, there's two for you. It's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Tomorrow.
Well then, that one in the pink and gold paper. You better not open that till tomorrow.
I really don't know what to say, Sonia.
Well, don't say anything then.
No.
Oh, thanks, Mike. You can open them instead.
Now?
Yeah. I want to see your faces. Well, cheers, everybody.
Cheers, Cliff.
Oh, cheers, then, Sid.
Ah, that's better. How's things?
Oh, not so bad. Yourself?
Well, so-so. I see Donald's not in.
No, he's still getting over his New Year's Eve hangover, if you ask me.
Excuse me. Evening, Cliff.
Hello, George.
Oh, hello, Sid.
What are you going to have, George?
Bitter, please, Cliff. Just a half. Right. I really came in to have a word with Donald.
Oh, you're going to be out of luck, then.
Oh?
Yeah, he's not here this evening.
Here, when's that shop of yours opening again, George?
Well, it's not mine, exactly.
Oh, sold it, have you?
Well, haven't you seen the name outside, all in new red and white paint?
Get away.
Oh, I'm not kidding you, Sid. Got a brand new sign outside. Patel and Nephew.
Well, it'll always be turners round here, whatever they like to put up outside.
Yes. Funny that, isn't it? Everybody always calls it turners. All the time Kath was there as well.
Here you go then, George.
Oh, thank you.
What did you want to see Donald about, John?
Oh, it doesn't matter. No, come to think of it, if you give him a message for me, Cliff.
What?
Well, if you just ask him if he'd mind giving me his sister's telephone number.
Oh, aye.
You what?
You know, Jessie. I want to give her a ring.
Sonia, it's my very favourite scent.
I know, because I was always borrowing it.
And I know how expensive it is.
Mine's a shoulder bag.
Oh,
it's a proper one. Super. Look, Mummy, it's real leather too.
Oh, it is a lovely one, darling. I don't really know how we're ever going to say thank you, Sonia.
Well, it's me saying thanks to you, really. You just don't know how grateful I am to you.
What for?
Well, making me go. If you hadn't turned me out, I'd never have been weeping all over the hat check counter, and Si would never have asked me what the matter was. and I'd never have moved in with him. And I owe it all to you.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was time I started standing on my own feet.
Oh, you met Cy at the club, did you?
Yeah. Ah. Oh, he'd given me a look once or twice, you know. But that's all. Well, like I say, he's shy. So if I hadn't been all upset, it'd never have got off the ground. Oh, rats. I bet that's him. He'd have come to see what's keeping me all this time.
Oh, Mr. Green?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, come in, won't you?
I'm sorry, Si. Did you wonder what happened to me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm all right here. This is Mike, and this is Claire, and this is Sue.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Hello. Come on then, Doc.
Oh, well, won't you come in and have a drink?
No. Thanks all the same.
Oh, go on, Si.
I said no. Sorry, we're going.
All right.
Oh, do have a quick drink, Mr. Green. Sonia wants you to.
I know what Sonia wants.
He does too.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye, then.
Goodbye, Sonia.
Oh, goodbye.
Isn't he lovely?
Yes.
Did you show him your ring?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Show him.
Oh, all right. It's a bit big. I have to keep it in my handbag till we've got it altered. There.
Oh, yes, it's certainly big.
It's a diamond, isn't it, Si?
It had better be.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, second best.
It's super.
He only gave it me this morning. It's our engagement ring.
Engagement ring?
Yeah. Oh, I know the divorce hasn't come through yet, but when it does, well, we'll have done the engagement bit and we can get married straight away. Can't we, Si?
I'm insisting on it. Ta-da, then.
Bye, everyone. Wow. Cliff?
Oh, hello, sweetheart. What are you doing here? I thought you were settling down to study technology this evening.
Oh, I know, but I couldn't concentrate. Anyway, I got interrupted.
And what by?
Sonia Nash. Just turned up in a dirty, great, big green limousine with a gorilla.
What?
Well, that's what he looked like.
Well, what am I supposed to do about that?
Well, I just thought you'd be interested. You should have seen the fur coat she was wearing, too. Mm.
Fallen on her feet then, would you?
Yeah, looked like it. Wouldn't you just know?
Well, that's life, darling. No justice.
Mm. I'll have half a bitter, please, Cliff. And then I better go back and get some work done.
Hey, you just missed George.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, and what do you think he was in for?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, never mind. Here you go, love. 24.
Oh, come on. You can stand me half a bitter.
Oh, never with when.
Well, I'm letting you off the fur coat, remember?
Well, I'd buy you one if I had the money. Tell me, sir, do you ever get the feeling that you've lost faith?
Yeah, every time I look at that open university course.
No, seriously now, I mean, there's some people you think of as rocks, don't you? Like George.
What are you going on about?
I mean, when you think of George, you think of him as devoted, don't you?
Do you?
Well, I do. People are never what you expect, though.
Have you got a... Oh!
Good morning.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I must be going mad. I was expecting to see Shirley there.
I am sorry. If you can be a little slower, please.
What? Oh, yes, of course. You are Ramesh's nephew.
That is correct.
I am Claire Nash. I live just across the road there.
Oh, yes. I am hearing of you. I am Manji.
Hello, Manji.
Hello.
It's a long shot, but do you by any chance have any gramophone records?
I am afraid not.
Oh, that's all right. It was a long shot.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Underdown.
I just wanted to say... Oh, morning, Claire.
Hello, George.
I just wanted to say, if you'd like tea any time, you help yourself back there in the kitchen.
Yes, thank you. You are most kind.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
All right if I come through this way, is it?
Please.
Yes, just want a word with Mrs. Nash.
He seems very pleasant.
Manji? Oh, yes. This is a nice lad.
It's going to be rather difficult for him, though, isn't it? In a shop like this, with his English.
Well, I think there'll be another member of the family with him most of the time. They're going to take it in turns.
Oh, I see.
And I dare say he'll pick it up very quickly. He's very bright.
Is he?
Oh, figures. I was going through the accounts with him last night. Got a brain like a computer.
I wish I had.
Well, I'm not too bad, but he leaves me standing. Well, mustn't stand here chatting. I'd better get along to the bank. Funny, isn't it? The shop, now.
I'm sure it'll work out all right, George.
Yes, yes. But it's not the same.
Well, I hope it's not going to be like this all night.
It'll be a bit less like hard work, though.
It'll be out of work. Don't think we need to worry, though, do you?
Oh, no, no, we don't. Hmm? Look, last of the big spenders. Shirley's here.
Ah.
Hello.
You can't keep you out of here these days.
Looking more beautiful than ever.
Oh, thank you. Evening, Donald. Isn't George here yet, Cliff?
No, is he coming?
Well, he was on his way. I said he'd got to come over. I thought he could do with a bit of cheering up.
Why?
Well, you know, first day under new management and all that. I think it's really brought it home to him.
Yeah, well, I suppose so.
It's been me there most of the time up till now, in the shop. I think he's been kidding himself. Mum's just popped out round the corner. Not anymore, though.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Have you been waiting?
No rush, George.
Oh, I was just having a last word with Mungy.
Well, what are you going to have, then?
No, wouldn't dream of it. This is on me. You go and sit down over there, Shirley.
What, leave this lot at the bar? All right, I will. And I'll have a scotch, please.
Come in, Ab.
And what can we do for you, George?
Oh, I'll have the same. Oh, and make them large ones.
Right,
sure. Oh, and I know what you can do for me, Donald. Jessie's telephone number.
Jessie's number?
Oh, you did ask him, didn't you, Cliff?
No.
I'll give it to you if you want it.
It's just, I want a few more particulars from her. About her umbrella.
Her umbrella?
Well, all she said was that it was brown with a glass handle.
I know the one.
Well, she left it on the tube.
No, she didn't, you know. She left it here.
What? In the pub?
In the sitting room, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Jessie would leave her head if it was loose.
Well, no wonder they didn't know anything about it at Lost Property. Well, don't forget to tell her, will you? Because, well, I promised to do something about it.
All right, unless you'd like to.
No. Just give her my regards when you ring.
Right.
Now, where are these drinks?
There you are.
Oh, thank you, Cliff.
Oh, it's a pleasure, George. Very good health to you.
Hello, darling. I didn't hear you come in.
Yeah, I'm not surprised with all that row going on out there. What the hell is it?
Sue's birthday present from Sonia. She opened it at tea time. It's a cassette player.
Oh, good Lord.
And I needn't have worried about that record because there's a cassette of it. There's a whole lot of cassettes.
Well, Sonia certainly lashed out.
Yes.
But don't look like that. Seems to me she's got just what she needs. Someone to tell her exactly what to do and spoil her rotten. He's obviously got the money to do it in style.
Yes.
So, I don't think we need feel too guilty we didn't give her any Christmas presents.
It's not that.
Well, what is it then?
Do you think they really are going to get married, Mike?
Improbably enough, yes. Well, I should have thought you'd be delighted.
I am pleased for Sonia. It's just, well, with a husband and all that, she's bound to get custody of Adam, isn't she? ¶¶